Blog Talk Radio.
Diamond Taylor, and you are listening to Tough Talk Tuesday. It is time to get your rant and rave on. I want to know what has gotten your panties in a bunch, your knickers in a knot. This is the show where you get to vent and tell us what is really going on with you. So sit tight and get pen, paper, and we are going to talk about all of the things that have really, just really pissed you off today. So if you want to talk about the government, you want to talk about what's going on in your wallet, or should I say what's not going on in your wallet, we want to hear about that. If you want to talk about careers or lack thereof, we want to hear about that. But on our tag list is airline prices. We're going to talk about a little banking today. School funding or lack thereof, what's going on in our government and politics. So if you have something that's on your mind, I want to hear about it. You are listening to Secure Your Life. It is Tough Talk Tuesday. It is time to get your rant and rave on. Let's face the facts and tell the truth, and we will get right to your questions and comments. The chat room will be open, so I want to hear from you on that. And if you'd like to call in, please feel free to do so now, because as soon as our disclaimers play, we're going to start our show. So you can call in at area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. I will be right back with you right after our disclaimer is played. So hold tight. Here we go.
It is time to do a little housekeeping and give you our disclaimer for Secure Your Life. The views and opinions expressed on the show may not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the host, the sponsors, this station, and that of Paracon Productions. The content and or information that is referenced and referred to on this program are intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. We encourage our listeners to seek direct consultation from a qualified, licensed, and certified professional. The purpose of this show is to provide an open forum where one is free to express his or her opinion. In a no-holds-barred discussion, about money, personal finances, and business matters. Now, it is time for you to sit back and participate and enjoy.
All right, we are back. Now, if you just joined us, you are listening to Secure Your Life, and today is Tough Talk Tuesday. It is all about getting your rant and rave on, so I want to know what has gotten your knickers in a knot and your panties in a bunch. It doesn't matter what it is or what we're talking about, because it is all about facing the facts and telling the truth. So if there is something that has gone on that really has made you mad, I want to hear about it. We're going to be talking about airline prices, the banking situation is going on, school funding, and the government and politics. So whatever it is that you have on your mind, I want to hear about it. Our chat room is open. We are also tweeting at the same time. So if you would like to follow us on Twitter, you can. It's Twitter at Secure Your Life. And we always spell life, L-Y-F-E, on this show. So if you want to follow us on Twitter, we are tweeting. If you want to join us in the chat room, our chat room is open. And if you are on the phone and you have opportunity to join us on the phone as well, the phone number is area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. And I am going to start off with something that has really gotten my knickers in a knot. And I want to talk about these airline prices and what American Airlines, well, not just necessarily just them, actually most of all of the airlines thus far except for Southwest, what is going on with this extra baggage charge that they are trying to charge you? And if you go overseas and you're riding on United or Continental, it's a $400 plus charge for that bag. So, you know, we're getting into the time where people are going to start flying for the holidays. And with these extra bag charges and with the other charges that they're trying to charge, I think that is completely outrageous. But I want to hear from you. I'm going to open up the phone line. And if you are in our chat room, I will read your comment and or questions over the air so that you can be a part of our conversation. I'm going to open it up with area code 312, and you are on the air. Thank you so much for holding. How are you?
I'm fine. Good evening. Good evening to you.
Well, good evening to you. Did you hear my rant and rave?
I do understand. Well, in a minute, why don't we just send all our suitcases ahead of schedule and send them UPS?
Well, you know what? I was thinking the same exact thing, because it makes you want to say, what the hell? You know, so usually when we start off with our rant and rave, we always go, what the hell? So my question is, what the hell is going on with the airlines and their overpricing? It's bad enough that they have inflated the prices to actually get on the plane. So your flight price has gone up over the years. I mean, forget that, over the months. It has gone up. And you know, since we're talking about holiday travel soon, those prices are going to be astronomical. So on
they
top
are.
Of that, you're going to actually add bag charges more than what you've been paying already. So get ready, everybody. More than what we are paying already, they're getting ready to tack it on. And even the low-price airlines are starting to get on that. So that's not coming. If you can fly Southwest, bags fly free. So I suggest that we all do that. You know, if Southwest is going your way, I would take them before I would take anybody that's going to charge those inflated bag charges. I mean, come on. You know,
well, you
it
know
doesn't.
What, really, I wasn't kidding about UPS. Like, if you know you're going to a family or your family's house or whatever, it really might be quite easy to ship the bag that you need, you know, the little stuff that you need at that particular time to UPS or to the house ahead of schedule.
That is true. Hold that thought. I'm going to open up the phone lines again and find out what someone else has to say about either we're talking about the airline crisis, but we don't, you know, we can move on to another subject. If you got something that has gotten your knickers in a knot and your panties in a bunch and it makes you want to say what the hell, I want to hear from you too. So I'm going to go to area code 773. Your last four digits is 3600. And how are you this evening? Hi, I'm Peachy. How are you?
I'm doing good. So what has gotten your knickers in a knot and made you, your panties in a bunch, and you want to say, what the hell?
What the hell is going on with all of this bullying in our school systems?
Oh, you know
this
what? I'm on you on that one. That's right.
This is something that has to stop, and I believe that it is something that has to deal with parents as well as the kids. If your child is a minor and your child is bullying, the parents should be held accountable, and this should be some type of law or something in place. We send our children to school with the best of everything, and then they have to deal with foolishness. Something needs to be done about this.
I agree with you on that. You know what, we actually had a show last week about that, and you are so right, and I'm so glad that you called in to talk about it. I'm going to let other people comment on what you just said, because something definitely has to be done about these kids who are bullying other kids. I don't send my children to school for that. I send them so that they can be educated and prepared for life, not to sit there. I mean, do you need to bring mace to school to control these kids? That's crazy.
Yeah, it's gotten out of hand. And it's just a factor is, I wonder, whatever happened to the old days when if you had a problem with someone, it's not, we would fight one-on-one, but now it's a group of people jumping on one particular child. What type of fairness is that?
Well, it's not. I think what happened is we used to fight and live to tell about it the next day. Now these kids don't have any backbone. Only thing they know is to actually, like you said, gang up on one person. That is just insane. But I'm going to let someone else join us. What is your comment to our other caller? Okay, did we lose our 815? Hello?
Oh, hello, Diamond.
Hi, how are you?
Okay, just fine. First of all, as far as this bullying is concerned, I do believe this what used to happen. These people could be handed over to the police.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this could be handed over to the police, and say like, and people beating on people, aggravated battery charges. The whole shot.
And something needs to happen with that.
Oh, and as far as these kids, like you were saying about people fighting and say they come back the next day. Well, see, here's what's happening with these kids today. First thing is going down, they're a bunch of cowards. They can't fight. They don't know how to fight. They can't take a punch. You got two boys, forget the girls, you got two boys that they'll start out with a shoving match. They'll start out just pushing each other. Then someone will haul off and punch somebody. And they'll continue to punch until somebody gets in a good lick. And then the person that got pounded, I'm going to go home and get my gun.
And that's the problem.
And then, what makes it so bad, it makes it even worse, he's going to go home and get his gun and wait and shoot this other boy in the back. Show you what a coward he is. And you see what these kids should do. I wish some of these clowns would tell me he's going to go home and get his gun. He's not going to leave there, not in one piece.
Yeah, it's a lot of things that have changed. Even when you were talking about with the police, they have a point system that's in place. So if your child is considered a minor, they have to accumulate a certain amount of points. So if your kid is arrested in school for bullying, he's then turned over to the police, but because he's a minor or she's a minor, then the parent is responsible for coming and pick them up. So until they accumulate a certain number of points, they can continue this type of action. So that's why I'm saying it's not only about the children, but if you start hitting parents in their pockets and they have to miss time from work if they're working, then we have something that we can work with.
Okay, but see, here's the thing. You could get an attorney and sue the parents.
That's true.
You could get an attorney, and all attorneys do not charge outrageous fees, you could get an attorney and sue the parents of that child. And the what used to, like I said, I don't know how it works today, but it used to be so that they would take that if a case was brought to before the police, the they would it'd be just like getting a peace bond against the violator.
Yeah, I went down that route too, and the order of protection cannot be placed on a minor. And also, the order of protection is for if there's a relationship of some sort that's involved.
Mm-hmm.
So the next step would be stalking. And if there is no actual stalking that's taken place, then the order of protection cannot be filed.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, okay, what still takes us back, can you get an attorney and file suit?
That'll be the next step. That's
right.
That's the only step that can be made because, like I'm saying, my heart goes out not only to the child that's being bullied, but to the child that's doing the bullying, too, because there's some type of missing factor in that home or in their life that will cause them to want to abuse another child. It's something wrong. And even though sending them to, if they're not a minor and they're 18 and they end up in the county or wherever the case may be, it's still a factor that they're not dealing with the root of their problem either. So if almost in a sense, well, you have two children that are battered.
Well, see, here's something else that I think that is the cause of a lot of this, because they've always had bullying going on. But you see, back in the day when you had two parents, you got a kid that's being bullied. The boy's father or the girl's father would go to school with the kid and talk to this kid that has been doing the bullying, and not on school grounds. They catch him off school grounds. And the dad would snatch him up in the collar and tell him, "I'll break your neck if you look at that child."
You're going to jail.
Huh?
Hey, you're going to jail.
No. Hey. Your word against mine.
Your word against mine.
Just like, hey, your word against mine.
I believe, before we had a lot of the laws and the regulations that gave these children so many rights, I mean, there was the system, and I remember what you're saying of how if there was a constant situation that occurred, the parent would come to the school ground. It was even situations where the parent would just say, okay, they will fight one-on-one, and the best man win, but no one else will get involved. But now it just seems that so many things have changed with the mindset of our children, and you bring up an excellent factor when you said the parent. Again, it relates back to the parent.
Right. There are no parents anymore. It's parent. And what they're happening is only the mother trying to raise a boy, and this weakens a boy. This weakens a boy. A woman cannot raise a boy to be a man because she is no part of a man. The best thing she's going to come up with, excuse my French, is some damn good boy. She's not going to raise a man. It takes a man to raise a man. And that man is not somebody that's come by every once in a while. A man, that man is somebody that, hey, he's there tucking the kid in, and he's there when he get up in the morning to go to breakfast.
Right.
Okay, then. Yeah, this thing. Oh, well, I've had a number of females say, oh, well, he don't need a father. He just needs me. I can be his mother and father. Please.
No, you can't.
This is what is going on wrong with these kids today. There is no father to come up and say, well, hey, you don't do my son like this. You don't do my daughter like this. See, because the fact of the mother going down there jumping up and down, hey, it don't mean anything. But when a man goes down there.
I agree with him. Cause
when a man
goes
down there and he catch that kid off by himself. And he tells him, say, hey, I'm Johnny Jones' dad. And if I ever hear about you messing with my boy again, I'm going to break your leg. Mm-hmm. Now, you go and tell somebody if you want to, it's just my word against yours. Ain't nobody around here but you and me. And I'll break your leg when ain't nobody around but you and me. I will kill you when there'll be nobody around but you and me. And you'll just be a dead body somewhere. And nobody will ever know what happened to you. Now, try me.
Mm.
See, now, that coming from a woman don't mean anything, but coming from a man...
Right. Unfortunately, these kids don't, like you said before, they don't have boundaries. There are no, they have too many rights and no boundaries.
Right.
And parents are not given the option of parenting their kid anymore. The basic thing, only thing you could do is you give them three squares and a cot, and the law is happy. I mean, not being funny. You give them,
no,
you make sure they go to school, because that's the law. And they have to have clothes on their back, food in their stomach, and a place to sleep. And the law is fine, but they will not allow you to parent. And as a parent, you got to get up in there.
Right.
You have got to get in their grill, and you have not only need to parent them in that sense, but you have to be also able to be gentle but firm at the same time. You have to have boundaries. This is what will go on in this house. I don't care what goes on outside. I don't care what Johnny is doing and what his family is doing, but these are the standards here. And when you leave this house, you represent the family. You don't just represent yourself. You are not a part of the streets. You are not a hood. You're not going to act like a hood. And that's where the boundaries that parents need to set for these kids.
I do agree with that. And and you see, since you got just the mom, when she sees her boy running around with his pants and when she gets out on the street and she sees her son running down the street with he got his pants down around his knees, and he's not doing that at home, she should put her foot in his rear end.
That's right.
Right.
She should put her foot right in his rear end
now,
and make him aware, you don't do that. Who the heck you supposed to be representing here? Who do you think you are anyway? You are embarrassing your family. Well, see, the family don't count for anything anymore. The family does not count for anything anymore for the simple reason there is no man at the head of it.
Yeah. That's true.
There is no man at the head of it, so the family don't count for anything. And I remember when I was working at a situation, this lady was telling me that her niece called, her mother was attempting to whip her daughter for cutting up, and the daughter ran out of the house, ran down to the corner grocery store and called the police on her. That'd be your last call.
I want them to come so they can collect the body.
Yeah, that'd be your last call. Anyway, they came down there and told her, well, you can't be beating on her. And I remember reading a story in some years ago in the Sun Times. The mother was whipping her daughter. Police come in. Well, you can't be beating on her. So, okay, a few weeks later, daughter's cutting up. The mother took the daughter down to the police, to the station, and threw her over there to the desk sergeant and told him, say, hey, you say I can't whip her, I can't do anything to her, you take care of her. She left her there.
That's right. There you go.
Well, see, this is the thing. You need more parents that would tell these clowns that, hey, if you get out on the street, another friend of mine told me, she told her son, say, hey, look, when he got 16, so she told him, say, hey, because she had never had any trouble with him. So when he got 16, he started cutting up a little bit. So she told him, say, hey, look, let me tell you something. I just barely do hospitals. Just barely do hospitals. And I don't do jails at all.
That's right.
So if the police call here, asking me, do I know you? I don't know you. The only way I'm going to admit to knowing you if they call me and tell me that you did.
And if they
call and tell me that you did, then I know you. But other than that, we have picked you up here, and I'm here. I'm calling you from Rockford. Saturday, I heard they had the news on. These four boys, I think, let's see, I think the oldest one was 16. Anyway, he got killed. They tried to hold up a pizza place.
What?
They tried to hold up teenagers. That's 16, 17, all around in that age. Anyway, the proprietor pulled his gun, and there was an off-duty policeman, sheriff's policeman there. It seems that they were wrestling over the gun. The policeman ended up with the gun. Now, the boys, they had a gun. The 16-year-old boy had a gun. They were wrestling over the proprietor's gun. And the policeman, he intervened. He ended up with the gun. And he shot and killed the 16-year-old who had a weapon. And the other three, he shot them, too.
Wow.
And the thing being, I just got back from Orlando from last week. I came in Sunday. When I came home, there was a message on my answering machine from the Rockford Police Department informing me that there had been 3 or 4 robberies at gunpoint in and near downtown Rockford. And they gave a description of these young men and who I should watch for.
That's crazy.
Was it the same young men?
Now, that the news did not say, but it's more than one group. Here in Rockford, during the summer, they had a number of occasions, broad open daylight, people out on the street, and some people walking up to them with a gun, give me your money.
That makes you say, what the hell? That's a good rent rate.
Right,
that's
right,
crazy.
Really, broad open daylight. And thugs coming up with guns. Thugs coming up with guns. And one guy, he tried to run, and they shot him.
That is crazy.
That's disturbing, man.
Yeah, he
very
tried
much
to,
so.
Yeah, he tried to run, and they shot him. Now this is which means that. Because I'm looking at a thing like this. If some of these saps pull a gun on me and I get the half an opportunity, he did meet.
You said half the opportunity.
Not a whole half of it. I have a quarter of it. If he blinks an eye. If
See,
he blinks an eye and I get the opportunity in that blink, he did.
Well, you
I
know
have
what,
made
guys,
up my mind. I
have...
am not going to be victimized.
We have completely run out of time. Wow, 30 minutes goes really quick when you've got a lot of ranting and raving to do. But I want to invite all of you all to join us again tomorrow for a brand new show. We are in a second season, and I'm so happy that we are in our second season. And those of you all who have been following us since last season, thanks. Tell a friend about the show. You're going to enjoy. We have some really great things going on this season. We're going to be adding some new shows. Tomorrow is Business in the Making because it's all about business on Wednesday. And we're going to be moving these shows to the AM hour. So all of you all who have always listened to us in the PM, we're going to move our financial business and, of course, Tough Talk Tuesday on the AM hours as well as the PM. We're going to be adding some new stuff going on, so you'll be able to hear from us twice. So until tomorrow, guys, I want to say thanks for all the ones who are in the chat room and for those of you all who are live with us on the phone. Thanks again for joining us. And do not forget, you can always catch a rebroadcast in the archives on Blog Talk, as well as you can download onto iTunes and go to Tough Talk Tuesday for Secure Your Life. If you have any comments or questions that you'd like to add or any topics that you want to talk about, you can always email us at show@secureyourlife.net or .com, and that is S-E-C-U-R-E. The word your, Y-O-U-R. And life is spelled L-Y-F-E on this show. And until tomorrow, good night, everyone.
Good night, Diamond.
Good night. Have a good night.
Damn it. Yeah.
Hello.
I told you it was fun.